God. Amen. We've all probably been there. Amen. If you haven't, then Lord, praise God. Boy, you got a testimony. As a young lady, one time was all upset because everybody was standing up talking, giving testimony about where God had brought them from, and the drugs and the alcohol and the prostitution and all these other things. And she said, weeping, she said, well, I don't have a testimony because I never done none of those things. I never got into none of that stuff. She said, I never had nobody have to come get me out of jail. She said, I never had nobody that loved me, thank God. She said, Mom and Daddy always loved me. Mom and Daddy always helped me. So I never had. And she said, I don't guess I got a testimony tonight, but I just want to thank God for just being with me, because He never let me go down none of those roads. He never let me get caught up in that mess. He never let me get a hold of the drugs get a hold of me. He never let the alcohol get a hold of me. He never kept me out all night, and I didn't know where I was at in the morning. I don't know if I got a testimony. I said, glory, hallelujah. Sis, you got a testimony about a God who, praise God, He's been a glory to God. He's over 10 foot tall, babe. Praise the Lord. He's able to do all things. He's able to get a hold of us and bring us out of the conflict. He's able to bring us out of ourselves. He's able to take us down the road a little further. Praise God every day. And when we just, well, glory, I don't know about you. I feel good in my soul. There's a God of heaven tonight. He's just as real as He's ever been. He ain't ever quit. He ain't ever give up. He ain't ever backed up. Praise God. He's pressing on, and He's got you. And He's got me on His mind, and He's helping us every day. Praise be to God that we can have a testimony. Just thanking God where He brought us from and where He's taking us to. I'm glad, praise God, tonight that He's not done yet. He's still, well, glory. He's still working on me, and He's still working on you to make you what you ought to be when you ought to be it. Amen. Praise His holy name. I'm glad there's somebody on my side tonight. Amen. I listen. The world's full of darkness and the world's full of depression. But praise God, I'm glad there's a light. I say there's a light. I say there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And it's named Jesus. Amen. I don't know about you, but glory, hallelujah, I'm telling you, it ain't going to be just a little while, youngins. Praise God, we'll be able to praise Him in person. Amen. Hey, listen, I don't know about you, I like to talk about Him. Praise God, I like to tell people about Him. But I tell you, and it does my heart good just to brag on Jesus, just to lift up my Savior, just to tell somebody a little something about Him. I tell you, as John would write, if the heaven was a scroll, praise God, we'd never be able to write down all that Jesus has done for you and He's done for me, the things that we don't even know about. Brother Billy kept us out of times that the mighty hand of God reached down between us and the destruction of this world and the powers of demons of hell. And praise God, it took us and moved us out of their way and kept, well, glory, hallelujah, and kept us in His way. That's what we could keep on, keep it on for the cause of Christ. That's what He does tonight, youngins. That's who He is. And praise God, I never get tired of talking about it. I never get tired of telling it. But one day in a little while, I'm going to meet Him face to face, and I'm going to talk to Him. Brother Junior, for about 1,000 years, are we going to pull up over there on yonder shore, and we're going to commune for a while? Praise God. You know what would be nice? When we pull up over there on the shores of Engedi, maybe kick her. I ain't going to do it. Last time I kicked my shoes off, I throw them plumb back there and hit some girl upside the head. Amen. Pull up on the shores of Engedi. Kick her shoes off. Amen. Sit down there where the Dead Sea used to be and where the live sees a living. Cause those living waters that's flowing out of the temple. Praise God. When Jesus Christ comes back. I say, when He comes back, praise God, to rule and reign for 1,000 years. And His feet hit the top of that mount. The same place where He went out of here. He's coming back again. The same Jesus. Not another one. not an imposter. But this same Jesus said, just as he went out, he's coming back. And when his feet hit the top of the mount, praise God, the Mount of Olives, they're going to cleave in a mist. And living waters is going to flow out of there, down through that valley. Praise God, down through Judea, down through the Dead Sea. And everything it touches will become alive. I'm glad tonight, and Lord calls it Lord Jesus Christ, where those living waters are, and He is, and where He is, there they are. I'm glad, praise God, it's that way, because these living waters tonight flowing, young and down in our soul, and they're bubbling out, and they're bubbling up. Praise God, and this old body can't contain it. It's just bigger than we are, and it's overflowing us. But praise God, that's all right. It's okay. Just do a little bit of a backstroke here tonight. Just go ahead and get in. I won't say glory, hallelujah. The waters is good. Praise the Lord. Just get on out there into those swimming waters. Praise God with Jesus. Praise God, He'll come a-walking. All the waters, praise the Lord, beckon you to come. Praise God. Just come out a little deeper. How far you want to go. How much you want to get in. Come on to me. Oh yeah, praise God. That love me. Sink in my face. Hallelujah to God. Come on in.
Amen.
Amen. Swimming waters. Amen. Amen. It's a little bit farther. You know what's wrong with this church? We're afraid to get our feet wet. Man, we're afraid to get out there. Well, I appreciate these youngins come helping us choir tonight.
Yeah.
You know what that is? That's getting your feet wet. That's stepping out in them little living waters. It didn't feel too bad, did it? Amen. Felt pretty good, didn't it, sis? Get up here and do just a little something for Jesus. Because He's done so much for us. If we could just imagine where He's brought us from. I know where He brought me from. I was raised up in a hellion's house. I was raised up in an alcoholic's house. But praise God, I'm glad that God Almighty come our way. Glory, hallelujah. He never, praise God, He never forgot about us. He was a working on us. And before my daddy went out of here, he had a profession that he loved God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I can remember the times that we had huddled and hide behind the couch. Me and my oldest brother and my sister. See, my baby brother never remembered that. He don't remember none of that, but I remember that. Man, you say, well, your daddy that bad? My daddy's an awful man when he'd get to drinking. He was a mean drunk. Amen. That's what alcohol does to you. Listen to me. Alcohol is a mocker. It'll make you make a fool out of yourself. Amen. The Bible says to be drunk of wine, where's the next? It's be filled with the Spirit. Amen. Praise God. You want to get a hold of something that'll help your heart. You want to get a hold of something that'll make a difference in you. You make a, hey, glory, hallelujah. You want to get a hold of something that'll make you feel about this tall and like you're running well. You just get you a good dose of the Holy Ghost of God. And you just see what it do. Hey, listen, it ain't bothering me at all tonight. I think it's all right. I feel His Spirit down in my soul. He's just speaking death the fibers of my being, Brother Junior. He prayed, God, He's all over me. And I like it that way. I praise His holy name. I'm awaiting in the waters. I'm up to my neck. Praise God, I'm a swimming. I'm a looking for God. I'm a feeling His touch. Praise His holy name. Amen. 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 I can't tread water. Listen. I can't tread water. I try to tread water, I sink like a rock. Amen. I ain't got enough fat on me, they say. I'm getting there, though. I can swim okay, Brother Bill, as long as I keep moving, treading water. But let me tell you something happened to this old boy. I quit treading water. I quit moving forward with the help of the Lord, praise God. I began to sink. Amen. It's like my little old skinny legs, they just go down toward the bottom like pointers. And my body follows them. And the next thing you know, I'm a going down. Praise God, I just have to begin to kick my feet, thrash my arms a little bit. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. And God Almighty reaches down to where I'm at. I pray God when it feels like I'm going down for the last time, I just begin to kick and thrash a little bit. And I do like old Peter did. I say, Lord, help me. And praise God, there's a hand from the glory of heaven reaches down to where I am. And he gets a hold of me. I praise God, he brings me up. I praise God, into the air. I praise God, into that breath of life. He alone can give. And he helps me to press on. That precious breath of life that God gives us. See, I'd never know that if it hadn't been for God Almighty touching my kinfolk. It took him touching my grandparents and touching my parents. Amen. It took him a while. It wasn't my daddy didn't know the Lord. He was brought up in church. He was taught the right way. Amen. But you know what happens? Some I believe sometimes we've heard it so long we take it for granted. And we start looking for something else. Amen. Come on. We start looking for something else. It might be something out there better. I thank God for that girl that had a testimony that I never drunk alcohol. I never took drugs. I never got into prostitution. I never slept with a man out of wedlock. I never done none of those things. I say, glory, hallelujah. I thank you for the power of an almighty God to keep you out of that mess. Thank God for a testimony we have tonight. Amen. That there is a God of heaven, praise the Lord, that's able to manifest himself in the hearts of my these people and keep us from our sins. Amen. My daddy had two heart attacks and two open heart surgeries. 7 bypasses at Mission Hospital. Brother, at the time, was the most he'd ever done at one time. He got over that, went back to work for a little while, and then had another heart attack several years later. Had to go back under the knife, had to go back in and have 5 more bypasses. God got a hold of his heart. God began to do, God literally got a hold of his heart. Amen. And Colby can tell you, us Massey's is pretty hard-headed. Amen. He's a great. We're pretty hard-headed people. We're pretty stubborn. But when God reaches, I don't care if you're a Massey or a Gosnell or a Gibson, amen, or a Williams or a Morgan or a Warren. Amen. God can reach a hold and get a hold of your heart. And when God gets a hold of your heart, praise God, you ain't going to do nothing but say yes, Lord. Amen. You're just going to say yes, Lord. Here I am. God, what would you, like old John Paul did on the road to Man, Lord, what would you have me to do? Amen. And God leads you to just bow your head and ask God to help you, to forgive you your sins and come into your heart. He comes in, praise God, and illuminates your life. And praise God, he begins to move upon your heart. And he takes that old heart out. They said, my daddy's heart, in order to fix it, they had to put him on bypass and take that heart out of his chest and graft those grafts in around his heart. Had to take out, they, when he went out of here, he didn't have a vein left in his legs. Had to take all the veins out of his legs and make grafts for his heart. Amen. But then they took that heart and they put it back in there. Glory, hallelujah. And then they turned that bypass off and turned his heart back on, jump started that thing, glory, hallelujah, and it took off again. Ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. I want to say we were dead in our trespasses and sin. God Almighty had to come to where we was and he took our heart of sin. Praise God. And he reached in and got a hold of it and he'll pluck it out and he'll put in that heart of flesh. Praise be to God. I'm glad he done that for you and he's done it for me. And if we'll trust him tonight, praise be to God, we can have a testimony of what God has done for us. Amen. We ought to be able, we ought to be willing and able and ready to shout it everywhere we go. Oh, we ought to be able to tell people that we work with, people we're around, people we come in contact with. Praise God. I'm so glad I'm saved, Dalton, ain't you? Praise God. I'm glad God come to where I was when I couldn't get to him. My arm wasn't long enough to reach up, but he reached down to where we were, and he got a hold of us, and he pulled us up. Praise God. We rebelled and we shook, and we tried to get away, but he reached down. Praise God. Never let go of us. Reached down with that other hand, got it up under us. Praise God. Secured us, let us know that we were in his hand, and he brought us up unto himself, and God is closer, and God is closer. Pulled us unto himself, loved us up into him, and said, son, don't. You said, this feels nice. Amen. Praise the Lord. Why was I fighting so? Why was I rebelling against that? Boy, this is a good place to be. Looking out of the arms of God at the sins of the world. Amen. Seeing everything around you and realizing everything's all right here with God. Everything's okay in the arms of God. Amen. I feel protected. I feel loved. I feel secure. I feel peace. Glory. Hallelujah. There comes the joy. Amen. I feel joy down in my soul in the arms of God. See, that's what he does. That's what he done for my daddy. Praise God. Amen. Took an old heart out, put a new heart. He was a difference in him. Amen. He's almost like he wasn't my daddy no more. Amen. But my daddy, it was changed. He said, preacher, I wouldn't have told that on my daddy. I will. My daddy would love me tell you that on him. Amen. He asked me one time at the hospital. He said, son, he's in pretty bad shape. Before the end, he said, son, why did God lead me here in such a shape as this? And I said, well, pops, I don't know. I said, you'll just have to ask God that when you get home. He had no more got that out of his mouth. There's a little a male nurse come in there. He said, Massey, I'm coming here, so I'm your nurse today. I'm going to be taking care of you. And I was sitting over in the corner looking out the window, and he said, you're a preacher, ain't you? I didn't say a word. I didn't look like I had my Bible out looking up, and I said, yes, sir. He said, I thought you was. Now, you know that. I didn't know. I guess God told him. God tells on me a lot of times. God ever tell on you? Amen. Praise the Lord. And he said, yeah. I said, my wife, my kids, they go to church. But said, that's my day. I sit there in my short and I watch my ball games. And son, he didn't know more God out of his mouth. My dad popped up. He popped out and he said, son, he said, let me tell you, give a piece of advice. He said, you need to get up on Sunday morning. You need to load up. You need to go to church with them.
Amen.
He said, you need to go to church with them. Don't you let them go by themselves. He said, you get up and you get ready and you go with them. And you go be there with them in that service. He said, let me tell you why. But he said, because I never have. I can count the times that my daddy's in church with me in one hand, and all them was funerals or weddings except one. And he said, I never got to go to church with my family. You ever have family? You ever think about mamas and daddies that never went to church with you? Never got to spend a day in church with your family? Well, I tell you what, if you got a mom and dad that love you, you got mama and papa that love you, took you to church and was in church with you, worship, you got to see them worshiping God. Praise God, you ought to be the shoutingest people in the church. Amen. Take it for granted. Praise God, don't. You ought to shout and praise God for what God give you, the heritage that you have in the Lord. But my daddy told that boy, he said, get in there and go with them. He said, I never got to arbitrate. And he said, son, now I can't. He said, now I'm not able. He said, take advantage of what time you have. And that old boy, he kind of got quiet, didn't say much. He was pretty rambunctious till then. A pap took the wind out of his sails with a testimony. And pap, he got finished up right quick, and out the door he went. And pap was sitting there, tears running down his face. And I said, pap, I said, maybe that is why God left you here in the shape you're in. And I often wonder, Brother Junior, where that old boy is. I often wonder, did he go home? Did he make things right? And did he go to church with his family? But I want to tell you one thing. There was a testimony that went out. Praise God. He said, if you ain't doing it, do it. If you ain't close to God, get close to God. If you ain't close to your family, get close to your family. Love the Lord with all your heart. Worship and praise Him together. Getting ready to go home. See, we're getting ready for something bigger than we are.
I was talking to some folks today, praise the Lord, and there's a whole lot of our folks in this community that's getting way up there. See, when I come here almost 17 years ago, some of these folks was like in their mid-60s. Now they're pushing 80 or above. Amen. So it reminded me today that we're not as young as, they included me in there, said, we're not as young as we used to be. Amen. We're not as young as we used to be. But I said, praise Him. Don't remind me. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God of heaven. He's preparing us for times like this. He's getting us ready, young'uns, to come together and worship in spirit and truth, getting ready to fly out of here to take wings on wings of eagles, to soar above this old life and this old cantankeredness of it, the drudgery of life, the hardship of life, the darkness and dilemma of life. Amen. He's given us wings. Praise God. Hey, wasn't the old devil. I'll just be honest with you. Sometimes I get down within myself. And I'm like, oh, Isaiah. I say, Lord, Isaiah 6. I said, Lord, how long? Of course, He told Isaiah, till the world was out of habitation. He said, just keep a preaching. He said, because there'll be a remnant. And boy, I tell you what I have to do. I just get out there and I just put my arms out like that. Kind of like my Savior did. And I just take wind. Amen. And I begin to soar up. I can shut my eyes and I just begin to soar up above this world and this earth and this things and the things that so easily beset us. And I begin to sail off into toward yonder light, toward glory. Just thanking God and praising Him, Heavenly Father, that I'm not bound to this place for eternity. Amen. Praise God. I'm a vessel unto the Lord. I'm a Spirit of God that's got one of these days. He's going to call unto Himself, and I'm going to soar away. Amen. I'm going to soar out of here to go be with my Savior where He is. Praise God. I'm glad I've got a testimony today. I don't have a testimony like that young lady did, who kept her life pure and chaste, who God watched over, who God protected her, for God kept her from all that stuff. What a testimony. What a testimony. Wouldn't it be good to have a testimony? Praise God, I never done anything that would break the heart of my Savior. My God. Oh, what a testimony. I don't have that. Boy, I broke His heart so many times. I know I've hurt His feelings. But praise God, He still loves me anyway. And He's still unctioning my spirit. He's still calling me to come away. And one day in a little while, Jesus is going, He said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. He said, my Father's house are many mansions, those dwelling places. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. They're spectacular. They're magnificent. Amen. Can you imagine the mansions of God? Amen. It makes Trump Tower look like a pauper's nest. Amen. God Almighty, His mansions. But Jesus said that they're there. It weren't so, I told you. But He said, I'm going to go prepare a special place for you. Amen. He said, I'm going to go prepare a place for you. He said, and if I go and prepare a place, I will come again. That where I am, there you may be also. Amen. We're going to that awesome also place. Amen. To where we'll be with the Lord Jesus Christ for eternity. Where we'll be with Him forever and ever and ever. Never to be departed again. Amen. And I know that one day in a little while, now listen, and I'll be quiet. One of these days, my dear Savior in heaven, He's going to be a shout and a trump and a come up hither. You know what He's going to say? He's going to say, come away, my beloved, my fair one. Come away. Amen. And we're going to be already looking up and we're going to see that hand extended. And praise God, we're just going to rise up above ourselves, anything we've ever been. Amen. Into the presence of the Lord. Say, preacher, you believe it? I believe it's Bible. I believe the Bible says it. I believe it. Amen. And whether, hey, listen, and whether we believe it or not, it's still the Word of God. One of these days, sis, in a little while, God's going to call us home. Amen. But until then, he said, just share that testimony. Just tell people about Jesus. Just love the Lord. Why? You said, preacher, why should I love the Lord? Because he first loved you. He loved us when we didn't even think about him. Before I ever knew there wasn't God. I was talking to somebody today, and I was telling about Miss Mia getting saved last Sunday morning, my little granddaughter. And she accepted Lord Jesus Christ as her Savior. And he said, well, how old is she now? 5 or 6? I said, the 16th of this month, she'll be 9 years old. Amen. She'll be 9 years old. And I said, glory, hallelujah. Amen. Well, he said, well, she's old enough to know. I said, yeah, praise God. She's old enough to know that Jesus loves her. Amen. She said, Jesus loves me. This I know because the Bible tells me so. Little ones, to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. She's what you used to sing. She'd say, me. She said, me. And I'd say, leave her alone. Leave her alone. Because Jesus does love me. And Jesus loves me. And Jesus loves you. And he give us a testimony. We may not have a perfect testimony. We not have been perfect. We may have never been sinless. We're not. The whole sin comes short of the glory of God. But we serve a sinless Savior. One who come to this earth, praise God, and saved us from our sins. Without the Lord Jesus Christ, I'd be lost forever. I'd be doomed and damned to a devil's hell. To burn in the regions of the damned for my sins. And so would you. But I'm glad that there was a Savior from glory. One day in the foundations of heaven, praise God, he said, Father, I'll go. And he made preparations from that very day to come and be the price of sin, yours and mine, so that we could be made free. We was put on an auction block of sin. And the devil had us. He knew he had us. And he said, going once, going twice, selling us into the bondage of sin forever. But Jesus Christ the Savior stepped up and he said, I'll take them. And he purchased us from the auction block of sin. With the precious blood of Jesus Christ, our Savior. The redeeming power of the Lord. Come to where I was. On that Wednesday night, 1976. That power was poured out in the heart of mine. And I had to, just as my daddy did, I had a heart transplant. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen. Let me just tell you something about me. He didn't take my old mean human nature a plumb away from me. I still live in this old body. This old body ain't saved. That meant you say, preacher, you hang out with me long, you'll figure that out. Of course, if I hang out with you long, I'll probably figure it out too. These bodies ain't saved. But that inward man, that soul, that spirit, pray God, is saved by the marvelous grace of God. Amen. My name, Brother Bill, is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. God don't have no eraser. Amen. In God's record book, amen, the salvation of souls. And God says, I purchased that one. That belongs to me. And the testimony I have is not mine, but it's his before the Father. Amen. Jesus Christ, our Savior, testifies on our behalf. Come on now. Jesus testifies on our behalf. When the devil brings up his riling at you, and he will, Jesus says, Father, that one's mine. His name's written in our book in salvation. He belongs to me. Praise God. He ain't lost none. He's able to keep that that's committed to him. Amen. Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Do you know him tonight? Amen. Do you have a testimony? Praise God. Hey, listen, never be ashamed of your testimony. Now, what we don't want to do, we don't want to brag on the devil. We don't give the devil no glory. But boy, if God gives you a testimony, he does. If he saved you, he'd give you a testimony. Amen. You go, so preacher, I was like that young lady. I never did do none of those old wicked things in the world. Praise God, what a testimony. You give God the glory for that. Amen. Give God that glory. Say, I never drunk alcohol. I never smoked cigarettes. I never smoked dope. I never took drugs. Because Jesus Christ, my Savior, He was with me and He helped me and He kept me. And He kept me focused. And He saved my soul from the devil's hell. And I belong to Him because I always have. Amen. Do you know tonight you belong to God? We're His. We are His. We're part of His creation. The devil wants to make us forget that a lot of times. And I'm telling you, we belong, you belong, I belong, we belong to God. And one of these days, that this old body's going to go back. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 12:7, the body's going to go back to dust from which it come. But our spirit that belongs to God, it's going to go back to be with Him where He is. If we're saved, if we're born again. Now, the alternative is if you deny and reject the Lord God. Amen. You deny the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, you'll die and go to hell lost without God. They still is a hell to shun. But if you go there, you'll go there as an intruder, unwelcome. But I hope not, there ain't nobody going to go to hell, praise God, because we're focused on heaven. Heaven's a far better place, and a Savior with His arms wide open, reaching out to you and reaching out to me, calling us, pulling us unto Himself. So come on me, come unto me, all you weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Amen. I don't know about you. I didn't get no nap today. Amen. Run around all over the place. Thank God I could. Didn't get no rest. But I'm glad, praise God, I told my wife, I said, we'll get rest in the Lord. Amen. We'll rest when we get to heaven. Amen. We'll rest in the Lord now. And we'll rest with the Lord there. Praise God, I tell you, there's no better promise than that. There's no better hope than that. Amen. And we've got a testimony. We've got a promise. And we've got a promise keeper. And if we'll just trust the Lord tonight, and we'll just stay focused on what God would have us to be. Amen.